Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So in the cottage, we've been learning the plan of salvation from the beginning, and then we are going through the Jesus' journey to the cross and his resurrection. So far, we have come to Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, and we are learning through the washing of the feet that he came to serve and not to be served. And so we washed the feet of the children, and we did. We showed them how they can serve when they go back home, because Jesus lives in their heart. So they had fun doing that. They've never had their feet washed like that. And then we did a craft based on that. So we've been trying to do a craft for every lesson so that they can take home something and remember the lesson. Kind of try to put a memory work on top so they can remember that. And learning that today he's our living Savior, and that we have a message to carry to this world, the good news. So today we'd like to share some of the scriptures and songs that we have been working on, and throughout the week we are going to improve. They have done really well, so I'm very thankful for each child and how God is working in their hearts, and we continue to pray for them and us.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then God said, "Let us make man in our likeness." And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1:27-31.
My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so great, so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do for you.
For all have sinned and have all short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Oh,
if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. 16:6.
To the whole world. Mark 16:15.